Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, let's get this Tuesday started. Mario Lopez here. Of course, going to keep all the great music coming your way. Plus, Billy Baldwin zooming in later to tell us about his latest movie. A lot of buzz for you. And my wife's got a mood-boosting life hack to share in just moments. Tuesday edition of On With Mario starting right now. All Mario, Courtney Lopez, putting a spotlight on my wife. What do you got in Courtney's corner today?
I want to tell you how to boost your mental awareness, your mental feeling,
your mental health.
Okay. Okay, give you a few things to do to just give you a little boost. Here's how you hack your happy chemicals. Serotonin, that's your happy hormone. You can get it by listening to music, meditating, walk in nature, journaling, sun exposure. That's the one time sun exposure is good for you.
A little sun exposure is not bad.
It's an excess. And dopamine. That's your reward chemical. That's your self-care, completing tasks, eating good food, celebrating wins, sleep, which I never get.
And as you get older, it becomes even more important. It is such, and I've said this for years, an important fact of life that I think people dismiss that they shouldn't be.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Keeping the music and fun coming your way on this Tuesday. Mario and Courtney Lopez here. Quickly, honey, any obscure holidays to celebrate?
Of course. Today is National Pack Rat Day.
Oh, I have to call my mom.
It's your day, Nana.
It's your day. You know, though.
No, she's not a pack rat.
She's not a pack rat. She does save a lot of stuff, and I'm kind of happy for it because.
Of course.
Later on, you get to appreciate it.
I love it because the things that I don't want to keep in my house, but I know my kids would want eventually, I just give to her and say, I know you'll keep this in a safe place.
Yes. Quick reminder, check out tonight's big iHeartRadio album release party with the Chainsmokers celebrating their new album. Check out the new songs, hear the guys share the backstory on some of the tracks. On Mario.com for the link to the live stream. Y'all, Mario, Courtney Lopez. Here's one more reason why you should put down the smartphone. New research says cutting just an hour a day in screen time can improve your well-being for months.
Well, maybe you should take your own advice.
Look who's talking.
The effects can be things like increased exercise time.
There we go.
That you need no more of. Less anxiety and depression. Even Ooh. Less cigarette smoking.
It's just healthier all the way around because you can be a lot more productive. And again, I want to defend myself on air. because
I was waiting for this.
No, seriously, the reason I am on the phone and you all know this, I don't use a computer. I don't use a computer, so all my emails, all my texts, all the research, whatever, is always on the phone.
What's your screen time per week? What's that little alert say?
23 hours and 59 minutes.
Stupid.
A full day.
You know that's true. I don't even know how to turn on a computer.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez. Quick reminder that we put this show out every day as a podcast. You can get caught up on everything that we talk about in a quick, condensed form. Also publish all our interviews as a podcast.
And those include conversations that you didn't hear on the air. Just open up the iHeartRadio app or whatever you use to hear podcasts and search On With Mario.
Mario Lopez going to be chatting with Billy Baldwin in about 10 minutes or so. He should be zooming in any minute to tell us about his new movie, Dakota. So hang tight for that. In the meantime, music rolls on. Got a song you want to hear? Tweet it my way. Add on with Mario. What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actor Billy Baldwin. Welcome to the show, man. How have you been?
Thrilled to be back. It's been a long time. I don't even know, with the pandemic and everything, I don't know if it's been 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. I don't remember.
I know. I've sort of lost all sort of essence of time, but it is always nice to catch up with you. Where are you zooming from, by the way?
I live up in Santa Barbara with China and the kids. We moved up here. I relocated here in, 2007, 2008 to do Dirty Sexy Money. That collapse hit in 2008, China was like, we're not going back to New York. I had China for like a 15-year run with me in New York City, and then... We decided to relocate here. When we were relocating, they closed the door on the plane, and I was reading the paper, and I felt somebody staring at me, and I looked over at my wife, and she had this little smirk on her face, and I go, what? And she goes, you know. I said, I do. And she goes, I think so. I go, we're never coming back. And she goes, never.
Where's she from originally?
Her parents were in California dreaming, so I was lucky to have her in New York for 15 years.
I assume. Was she raised here in L.A. or...?
Yeah, she was raised all around L.A.
Got it. Santa Barbara is about the nicest place. So congratulations on that. That is an ideal place to live right there. All right, Billy, hang on. Quick break. They're going to have more with Billy Baldwin next.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
I'm Mario Lopez catching up with Billy Baldwin and your latest movie, Dakota. It looks like a nice family film. What's it about?
Well, at the center of the film, this is where my career is at now. I'm playing the grandfather, and the dog is the lead of the film. The dog is in the title role. it's just a beautiful, wholesome family movie, the kind of film you could take your girlfriend, you could take your wife, you could take the kids. You know, I've made so many films that my children are just able to watch now in their 20s because I would, of course, never let them see that when they were five. I would never let them see Sliver when they were 12 years old. but this is a really beautiful, wholesome family film, very powerful messages. And at the core of it is this dog, the shepherd Dakota, who's not only the glue that holds the family together, helps to keep the family together, but it also helps them save their family property, this family farm that they've had in the family for generations.
Billy Baldwin hanging out on Zoom. Mario Lopez here. And tell me about this other movie in the works called Candyland.
Yeah, it's this thriller that I did that's very, very dark. I'm sort of attracted to family films and comedies. And I also did a series with Miles Teller on Amazon called Too Old to Die Young with Nicholas Refn that was super, super dark. Mm-hmm. And this is right in that genre. Again, it's set in the world of truck stop, if I dare I say it, but it's set in the world of truck stop prostitution. Mm. And I have one of the ensemble leads in it with Eden Brolin, who's the daughter of Josh Brolin and Diane Lane, and a couple of other incredibly talented young actors. And I play the sheriff in this town that's sort of involved in this circle of criminal activity.
I love it. Wide range. All right, Billy, hang tight. We're going to have more Billy Baldwin coming up. Wrapping up with Billy Baldwin, you're on Mario Lopez. And Billy, I've always been a fan of yours for a long time. One of the things I've always admired is that you were a former wrestler like myself, love the sport, has all the great attributes to make you a great man. You'll like this. I'm going to the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I was involved in that. I was involved behind the scenes.
Oh, were you involved behind the scenes pulling strings? Well, thank you then.
No. It had nothing to do. They wanted you for years. They you were eligible and qualified, and they've been chasing me to get you to come on. And by the way, is it in June?
Yes, sir.
I'm supposed to be shooting in Belgrade in June. I go to visit all those guys all the time. You don't understand, the Hall of Fame is on the campus of OSU. It's in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Right.
My best friend's father, who got me involved in wrestling when I was 8 years old, he became the director of the vice president of the United States Wrestling Federation,
oh, wow,
which is now today USA Wrestling.
Yeah.
The first time I ever got on a plane was when they moved away in 11th grade. I was in 11th grade. I flew out during my Christmas break to visit them. And I was in the Hall of Fame in the USA Wrestling offices at Stillwater in 1979.
Wow.
Like, I know all the people involved with USA Wrestling since the 70s.
Oh,
and
wow,
now that guy who got me involved is a coach that was inducted into the Hall of Fame. His son's in the Hall of Fame. And it's cute, the division that we get, because we get to flex our muscles like, yeah, we're in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Like, it's amazing in Hollywood how it gets blown up.
I could talk to you all day. Thank you so much for your time. I hope to see you in person. And congratulations on everything. I just want to make sure people check out Dakota, which is available now. Billy, thanks so much for checking in, pal.
You can't do this to me. We were supposed to talk about Dakota. May 20th. Streaming Dakota, awesome family film. If you want to get escape from all the craziness in the world right now, take your family to watch Dakota. You'll love it.
Make sure, and we'll continue to talk about it. Thank you, Billy.
Have me back again. I'd love to chat some more.
Okay, you got it, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Kate Hudson has surrounded herself with musicians most of her life, and now she's stepping into the studio herself. Her first album is in the works. You know, I always felt she did that character in Almost Famous and never left. She kind of stayed mm-hmm. in that character as like a music groupie.
Well, and then because she had a kid with the dude from the Black Crowes.
Right.
And then another musician.
She had a kid with the lead singer of Muse, Matt Bellamy.
Right.
And I think she just had another kid with somebody else.
Yes, he's not a musician, but he is a director.
Yeah.
I believe. Anyway, okay, she's out here taking chances.
Well, apparently she found her niche.
Maybe the songs that she's creating will be about that whole journey.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Let's give a shout out to some of our newest Twitter followers.
@SweetMelissa84. You know, I can tell you've been watching the Johnny Depp trial with all your little posts.
That is fun, too. Fun reality TV.
And at H4 Power, too bad about your Texas Rangers. I'm so sorry.
Early in the season.
And at Flower Geek 79, keep tiptoeing through the tulips.
That was a song made famous by Tiny Tim. Tiptoe through the tulips. God remember bless. That, Kyle? You know what I'm talking about?
God bless us, everyone.
That, what? Not Tiny Tim.
Not that. A different Tiny Tim?
Oh, my gosh.
We appreciate all our followers, though. We'll get to the tweets and comments next. All right, add on with Mario on Twitter. Love hearing from you. Mario and Courtney Lopez here. Questions, comments, random thoughts, whatever you got. Well, what'd you find, honey?
This is from at Sethney Spurs, okay. And they said, don't get me wrong, I'm her biggest fan, but someone please explain to Britney what a photo dump is. Oh my gosh.
Okay, for those not familiar, Britney Spears recently posted a, quote, photo dump, but it was the same picture 10 times.
Well, that's a dump.
And it was...
But I thought a dump was supposed to be like a bunch of different pictures sort of capturing the whole...
The idea is that you have a bunch of photos you've been meaning to post, but you haven't, right. So you just dump a ton of them. They're all different photos. She posted the same photo, her topless in her entryway, with different filters, and some of them were cropped slightly different.
Then they're different.
But did she specify which one was the original?
She did not. And then she did a second post, which had four or five more of the same.
You know the thing about Britney? Emojis are the new clothing. Because she doesn't wear clothes anymore. She's just rocking emojis.
That's true.
Woo!
Let us know what you think on Twitter. At On With Mario. More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. We want to wish a speedy recovery to Halsey. Didn't realize she's been in and out of the hospital for the past few weeks. She's been battling endometriosis for the past 5 years, and we last saw her briefly at the Grammys, but she left the show early that night, so glad she's doing better. All right, let's get back to the music. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. What's trending on our website, honey?
Camila Cabello is talking about the celeb she wanted to marry back in the day. In fact,
back in the day, she's only like 27.
Well, probably her little crush.
Like childhood crush, okay. Or something.
In fact, this guy is the reason she tried out for X Factor in the first place.
Oh, I was there.
Is it Mario?
Oh, I hope not. Because that's the year we got married. But I think she should go back to him. You can get the inside story at onwithmario.com.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez, and another super hit is accused of being a copycat.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So there's a new lawsuit. This time it's against Justin Bieber and Dan and Shay. It's over their song 10,000 Hours. The suit says it plagiarizes the melody of an 80s song called The First Time Baby is a Holiday. Let's hear the two songs. First, here's Dan and Shay and Bieber.
I'd spend 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours.
Okay, that's got
that.
Some little,
we know that.
Country little vibe to it. Let's hear this.
The first time, baby, was a holiday. We packed up our bags and we went away.
I mean,
I can hear the influence. I don't know how solid that case is, but I definitely can hear the influence. As opposed to the straight plagiarism we've played the last two times.
I mean,
what was the song the last time?
That one Dua Lipa song.
Oh, no, the Dua Lipa song.
It sounded like that reggae song.
That might have been the worst form of plagiarism. Or not the worst, actually the best. What is it, the worst or the best?
Well, it's the worst for Dua Lipa, but correct. The best for the reggae band who's going to come up now.
Yes.
I have to say that kind of sounds similar. They just changed some notes at the end.
Some words.
It's very interesting. Yeah. I wonder what the criteria is.
Where's the line drawn?
Exactly.
You know?
Well, a judge gets to determine that. You know what I've realized?
I'm good. I should be a judge.
You are in Courtney's court.
I am a judge.
You are. Judge Lopez.
Well, a radio judge.
Judges, literally, in watching these cases, they have so much power. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just to their discretion, they can change a person's life.
They have security. I know some judges, not personally, but they actually have security outside their homes.
Well, yeah, because you can put away a person for life or even sentence them to death.
Tell Mario what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. We keep telling you about the daytime stage of the iHeartRadio Music Festival because the lineup keeps getting bigger and bigger. Just announced Maggie Rogers.
She was the Best New Artist nominee in 2019.
Uh-huh.
And Ryan Hurd, a.k.a. Mr. Maren Morris. It's all going down Saturday, September 24th in Vegas, onwithmario.com for tickets and the full lineup.
What up, Mario Lopez? Just a few songs away from today's pop culture pop quiz. We are celebrating 100 years of the gummy bear. Let's see who knows their candy better, me or my wife. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez, time for a pop culture pop quiz. Today, we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the gummy bear. Let's see who knows more about the candy. Let's get our hands on the buzzers. Well, I just learned they've been around for 100 years.
Yeah?
That's crazy.
Well, that could be a question. Who knows? We'll see. Right.
On with Mario. Pop quiz.
All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers. Question number one. How? Oh, no.
Too soon. Too soon.
Premature.
Okay. First question. How long have gummy bears been around? Courtney.
Come on!
100 years.
That is correct.
You know what?
What?
You should have took my first buzzer already starting off.
I didn't even ask the question yet, though. That is 1-0. Courtney's winning. Next question. Gummy bear comes from the German word gummy bar, which means what? Mario.
Soft.
Incorrect.
It's an educated guess.
Candy bar.
Incorrect. I'll give you some options and then you guys can guess again. It's okay. Fruity bear, rubber bear, or sugar bear. Courtney.
Rubber bear.
That is correct. Next question is 2-0.
2-0.
Money wise, how much gummy bears was sold in 2021? Mario. Was it 4.6 billion, 460 million, or 46 million?
What was the second one?
460 million.
460 million.
That is incorrect. Courtney.
46 million.
Incorrect. 4.6 billion.
Shut
wow.
up. Wow.
So they're evidently
them?
They're talking about cannabis gummy bears too. They've incorporated that because that's how that number got that high.
Maybe they get included.
No, 100% they got included. Right, no one's eating that much sugar.
Last question. It's still 2-0. Courtney's winning. Last question. This one is worth 100 points since gummy bears are 100 years old. Gummy bears were invented in 1921, but what year did they explode in America? Was it 1961, 1981, or 1991? Mario Barely.
1961.
Incorrect.
Oh.
You know, I'm going to have to go with my birth year, 81.
Well, according to the internet, your birth year is 1982.
Correct.
So she's incorrect.
Are you going with your birth year?
No, you don't get a second chance. You just got it incorrect.
1981 is correct.
Wow.
Because I'm a winner bear. Yes, I'm a winner bear.
Wow, look at you. You're a gummy bear queen.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here. Got your first look at Margot Robbie in the live action Barbie movie. Talk about perfect casting. She's even rocking the pink convertible and a polka dot headband. Fans are going to have to be patient, though. The movie doesn't drop until July 2023. But you can see what all the buzz is about at onwithmario.com. What up? Mario Lopez here. Almost time for me to wrap up for the night, but not before we squeeze in one last thing. Breaking down some questionable food technology coming up next. Y'all, with Mario Courtney Lopez, quickly getting to one last thing. Would you eat a burger made in a vending machine?
Ew!
It's now a possibility. Robo Burger is taking off in New Jersey. It's the world's first burger robot in a box, so essentially a burger vending machine. Customers use a touchscreen to order a classic burger with ketchup, mustard, and cheese, or customize to remove any of those ingredients. The burger takes about 6 minutes once it's ordered. Comes on a potato bun, toasted to order, and it'll cost you $6.99. The best part, it's open 24/7. I can't imagine it being more dangerous than, say, a 7-Eleven hot dog, because I've had a few of those.
Have you?
They're pretty funky. And I've had the burgers there, because they don't, I don't assume, change them out necessarily every night.
But
so
the times I've been in 7-Elevens, I will say, there's typically a lot of people buying that food, so I think it moves pretty quickly.
Right.
So I don't know. Some of them look pretty wild. Would you do this, honey?
Absolutely not. I just said, ew.
Mario Lopez will be right back.
That's it, Mario Lopez here. Big thanks to Billy Baldwin for joining us on Mario.com for more of that chat. I will be back tomorrow with Craig Robinson. Till then, music rolls on.
On with Mario Lopez.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space.
Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst. Available at Target.